Today in Germany, the parliament approved the country's first ever national minimum wage, $11.60 per hour. For comparison, the minimum wage here in this country is $7.25 an hour. President Obama wants it raised to $10.10. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us from Berlin. And Steve, I have to say, if the vote were to happen here in the U.S. to raise the minimum wage, it would probably be pretty split. What about in Germany?
It was split, but over the detail, not over the principle of it. The deal was done in that there's a coalition government here, and Chancellor Merkel needed the support of the centre-left Social Democrats. They said, OK, we'll back you in the government, but the deal is you give a minimum wage. It'll be phased in over 2 years, and there'll be some exemptions. Younger workers, for example, seasonal workers will be exempt, but the thing will happen. And that means that 18 countries in the European Union, just over half, will have a statutory minimum wage.
And is there the concern that there is in this country by some about raising the minimum wage that it could cost jobs?
Absolutely. You always have that. The thing about a minimum wage is not whether you have one or not. It's at what level. If you have a minimum wage which is below what people are being paid anyway, has no effect. If you have it up there, up with the sky, as it were, well, then it has a big effect. So the real argument with these things is always how you pitch it. And the German one is pitched, you won't be surprised to hear this, the German one is pitched slightly below the French one. The French minimum wage on this continent is very, very high. It's pitched above the British one, though, for example. So the real debate has been about the nitty-gritty of economic policy. How is it going to affect particular industries, for example? And the argument put by the employers is the world, as we know, is very, very competitive. And if you increase the wages in industries which compete with China, then you're going to lose jobs. Simple as that. To which the unions reply, yeah, but if you do it in things like hairdressing, which is seems to be low paid pretty well everywhere, well, then hairdressers don't compete with China, therefore the effect will be not so great. And actually, if you give them more money, they end up spending it. And so the argument is a bit of spending power in Europe will do a lot of good for the economy. That's the argument.
Well, and put it in context of the broader economy, because as we know, Germany and the rest of Europe has been struggling with this continent-wide debt crisis for years. What does it mean that finally they are going to institute this countrywide minimum wage in Germany?
I think the debt crisis is completely separate from it. Whether the debt crisis is solved is a moot point. There are people who say that Chancellor Merkel's austerity measures in particular imposed on the whole of the Eurozone has seen the worst in the past. There are other people who worry about bubbles in the housing market, for example, and say if the housing market collapsed, well, then the whole thing, the whole ricochet could start rumbling on again. The minimum wage, I think, is much more about the state, if you like, of the real economy rather than the financial economy. And the argument there, just like in the US, is whether by imposing extra wages on employers, you might get a bit of spending going, or you simply make it harder for those employers, and so people go into more debt, and that then sort of, you know, goes rumbling into a bad situation.
The BBC's Steve Evans joining us from Berlin, Germany, as that country approves the first ever countrywide minimum wage. Steve, thank you.
You're very welcome.